one of these days I'm going to get a coffee that is at the optimum temperature. Today is not that day. And so we move forward. There's nothing you can do. You can't live in the past. We can't dwell upon things. Let's just turn that around so we can see our beautiful face as we talk to you, the heroes. Welcome back. Hello. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good night, depending on when you are listening to the podcast. Thank you indeed again for listening, and thank you for continuing to support the show. I hope you're all safe and well. It's been a week. Not a lot's happened, but a lot has happened. And this episode's just going to be a chat. For once in a long time, I have no notes. Let's sort these specs. I have no notes. I'm just going to talk to you. And we're going to see where this one goes, because I am not having a particularly good week. Let's just say that. So if you're tuning in for some fun and laughter, then this one could take a sharp left turn, unless we find fun and laughter in the despairs of humanity, then in which case, continue listening. But please do continue listening. As always, the show continues on after the first half hour. The show continues on for the hashtag heroes. To become a hashtag hero, you simply go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/thehashtagshow and sign up, and you can enjoy the full episode in its entirety, including our back catalogues, all other episodes, and every single episode from now until the end of time. So please consider doing that and supporting me and the show. But yes, it's been an odd week, and I don't know where it's came from. I don't know if I am now starting to process losing my best mate, but this has been a tough week, man. This has been a very tough week, and it's just came out of the blue. It's came out of nowhere. And I am in a place where I am playing. What I've done is I have played over scenarios in my head of things that are possibly not true, but yet I have allowed them to grow to a point now where it has affected my mood. The joys of mental illness. So that's where we are. So we're having a tough week, man. We're having a tough week. And I am, although I'm at the point where I am having a struggle with, and I don't want to say mental health, because we all suffer from mental health in some shape or form. Maybe just people don't know how to recognise it or see it, you know? Somebody who comes in for their work, straight on the booze, it's mental health. Somebody who, you know, they can't speak about what they're feeling, it's mental health. Somebody who's burying themselves in their work, burying themselves in a hobby, refusing to address things, it's mental health. We're all suffering from some form of it. So it's very hard, I think, now to even address the fact that you're having a bit of a tough week, but I'm having a tough week. And I honestly wish I knew where it has came from, because I was doing very well. I was getting on. And Ross and I went to see Maria, Mal's wife, at the weekend. And it was great to see her. It was good to see the kids. And it was really, really good to see them. We had a good laugh. And everyone was cool. And then, I don't know, just out of nowhere over the course of the weekend, I've just allowed myself to kind of plummet into this bad space in my mind where I am, you know, questioning loads of stuff, overthinking things, and stuff that, you know, possibly shouldn't be an issue is now becoming an issue in my mind. And the whole time as well, realising that I am fastly approaching 40, fastly approaching my wedding, and I am a complete shambles of a human. So that's all been dumped on me over the last 48 hours, Gibbo. How's your week been? I'm 40, man, in the summer. And it's not an issue for me, because I am actually very much looking forward to being in my 40s. I think 40 to 50 is possibly going to be the best decade that I've ever had. That's what I'm telling myself. I'm going to manifest it. As the kids say, we're going to manifest ourselves in a good decade. Because realistically, other than meeting my soon-to-be wife, the past 30-odd years, I've been a bit hit and miss, really. If there was a needle in the middle and a pile of shite is one way and a fucking, you know, near-death experience is the other way, we're teetering in the middle for the last 39 and a bit years. So I'm confident that getting into your 40s is going to be the best decade. I'm sure there are many of you who are well into that decade. Some of you listening may even be out the other end of that and into the 50s. God bless you, brother and sister. Who knows what joy awaits us when my generation reaches our 50s. Good God, we could be in Mars by then. I could be out colonising my Mars Lidl shop on a Tuesday morning. Who knows? But I'm looking forward to being in my 40s. I think nowadays, 40s is very much the 30s of old. That's what I'm telling myself. So I've decided there needs to be a change, man. There needs to be a drastic change in life. A drastic change in my life. Health-wise. And, you know, probably other aspects of my life as well need to be fucking sorted out. Let's be honest. But certainly health. I have lost my best mate to cancer. At the time when we were going through that with Mal, Mr. Ross himself, I'm sure, don't mind me saying, he was also ill. And thankfully now, you know, he's fine. And AIDS is not really a big issue anymore. But he's fine, and it's just, I don't know, it's just really all just kind of hitting home now, I suppose, that, you know, life is fragile, and you really don't know what is around the corner. The missus, her uncle, passed away last week. We've got the funeral for that next week. As far as starts to a year go, this is up there with some of the more difficult ones over the past couple of years. And it's all just kind of hitting home now, you know. It's kind of hitting me that something's going to have to give and something's going to have to change. And that change starts with you, brothers and sisters.
Gotta make a change for once in my life.
I tell you what, Jackson might have been weird with the wins, but could that boy write a tune, man? Could that boy write a tune?
I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Ooh, I'm asking him to change his ways.
Now, when I go for my induction to the gym, I've been to the gym this morning, which we're going to talk about in a minute. We're going to talk about it in a minute. But when I go for my induction to that gym to get the Bad Man Fitness program put together, they're going to ask me,
what is it you're looking for, Scott?
And I'm going to turn to the mirror, because there'll be a mirror, it's a gym, and I'm just going to sing Michael Jackson's I'm Starting With The Man In The Mirror.
I'm asking him to make a change. Ooh.
Imagine the whole gym just starts singing with you, like it's some kind of fucking flash mob.
Nobody can make any better. If you want to make a move, I beg to be, gonna make it and make a change. Don't stop and with the
anyway. So we're getting a grip of the health. That's the one thing we can tackle just now. And I was talking to somebody about this at the weekend, actually, when they were saying how old do you see. I still feel 26. In my head, my mental age is 26 to 28. That's my mental age. Right, that's how I feel. And when I think about, like, you know, being fit or being strong or being healthy, I still think to myself that I am, you know, I think in my head that
I used to be pretty healthy, you know. I used to go to the gym a lot, and I used to work out, you know, I used to work out 4 nights a week, and I used to play rugby on a weekend. You know, and I could bench about 180 back then. You know, I was a fucking pretty strong boy. And, you know, I was a big lad. And when I'm talking about it, I still feel as if that's last week. That was 18 years ago. 18
years ago. Let that sink in. That's a lifetime. That is a life sentence. 18 to 20 years ago is the image that I have in my mind of my fitness. Whereas we sit here today, a fucking lump, a human potato.
Where do you think you are in your fitness journey, Scott? I am 2 steps behind a human potato.
We joked when I last saw Mal, we were having a joke that because Ross was ill and obviously Mal was dying at the time, I says that, isn't it ironic that the fat one of the group who is constantly slagged for his ill health is the only one out of three of us that's fine? I mean, you've got to laugh in these situations. But no more. We are building wrecking bombs. We are starting a program called Operation Bad Man. Building the bad man. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to become a bad man. I've decided. This is what has to happen. Too many times you get the piss taken out of you. Too many times people misrepresent your kindness for weakness. So now it's time to become a bad man. Now, I don't know how to be a bad man because I've been a relatively good man my whole life. I'm a kind person. I think a lot about others. I'll put people before me. But that's all got to change. It's got to go. I'm sorry. It's got to go. And in between that, we're going to build an absolute rocky machine. So I had messaged Mr. Ross because he had been on this wild fitness journey at the moment. And he's looking good, man. He's looking buff. He's looking rip. He's looking as if I was to take him to a gay club in Soho in London, I would never see him again. We would receive a single buttock in the post with a letter that simply read, "Thank you from the gays." Right? He's looking good. He's ripped. He's always had a good wee shape on him. Wee snake hips. He's got the fuck gutters, right? Now, if you don't know what fuck gutters are, that is the kind of muscle structure, the kind of guttering system, if you will, that runs beneath the six-pack. So you'll have a standard six-pack, which most of us have, you know. And then underneath that, some people refer to it as the eight-pack, where it's a kind of muscle system that kind of goes along, elongating down, pointing your eyes towards the package. I refer to that as the Ferguson fuck gutters. And Mr. Ross has a wonderful pair of fuck gutters on him. Somewhere for the body sweat to run, you know, as you're making love to young Colombian boys, as is his want. That's of no interest to me. That's of no interest to me whatsoever. That has never been a fitness goal of mine throughout the years. Not once have I ever stopped and went, good God, I'd love a six-pack. Not once. I am more of a Stockman Brothers, you know, an Eddie Hall type character. I just want to be able to lift heavy things, right? And I'm joining the gym. Oh, I joined this morning, got up at 5 a.m, got myself together, met Mr. Ross at 6, enrolled in the gym, done a wee 45-minute blasting session with Mr. Ross. He showed me a bit. And back in the morning, me and him are doing boxing training at 6:30 in the morning, and then the induction is 7:30. And then the fucking games begin. And I imagine the lassie who booked me in, I think it's her husband that's doing the induction. And her and Ross were saying to me things like, have an idea in your mind of what you want your fitness journey to be. Because the more information you give us, the more tailored the program can be for your fitness journey. There's a lot of bullshit, let's just call it. There's a lot of bullshit within health and fitness world, right? I don't think anyone, no one is on a journey in life. Like, life is not a journey, okay? It's a roller coaster. It's a bear attack. It is sleep paralysis inside a sleeping bag of jelly and spiders. It is a never-ending nightmare in which you hope you get out alive or you meet someone who can dull the screams in order for you to get a couple of good nights sleep once a year, right? Never is it a journey. And I get the language.
But Scott, fitness is a journey because it never ends. It's a continuous walk through life, very much a cross to bear. More so for yourself because you've spent 20 years becoming an ultra fat bastard. So
now, I do stand by my points in the past that I do think fat people should be given free gym membership. I do think there should be scales when you come in. And if you top, you know, 20 stone, then you should get free gym membership. I did float that with them. That idea was shot down. But I imagine I'm going to have some idea in my mind of where we want to go. And it's just going to be as simple as I want to get to the point where I can confidently wear white boxer shorts. That's it. I want to be healthy enough and slim enough that I can wear white boxer shorts. That's it. Possibly add another element of colour into my wardrobe rather than the generic fat man pack, which is black and grey. Okay? What would I like my fitness journey? I'd like to wear a coloured shirt once or twice. I'd like to be able to sleep with the window closed because I am not boiling hot simply by being alive. I would like to not constantly radiate heat by simply existing. How much weight do I have to lose so that I can be a normal temperature? We were thinking more along the lines of, I'd like to run a half marathon. No, I'm not going to make it that easy for you. What is my fitness? I want my fitness journey to be that I am sitting in a beer garden in autumn with a jacket on because I am not fucking sweating. I would like to be able to join in the conversation when people say, oh, it's a bit nippy, isn't it? I would like to turn and go, yes, it is, Sandra. Should we go inside? Instead of sitting in shorts and t-shirts going, fuck me, I'm sweating. What does your idea of health and fitness look like, Scott? Wearing a jacket in winter? This is the other problem where people think that you've got to have some kind of extreme ideas, you know, or an extreme goal to achieve, you know, in your fitness journey. Maybe it is as simple as I would like to walk into a shop in the high street and buy clothes off the hanger. I no longer wish to have my garments delivered under the fucking cloak of darkness from a suspect warehouse in China. Is that... If you can take me from only being able to order clothes online to being able to walk into Next and buy a fucking t-shirt or sit outside with a jacket on, then sign me up for my £35 a month or whatever the fuck it is. So we've joined the gym and... The good thing is, I've got somebody there. I've got a crutch. I've got a support system network in Mr. Ross, who I think I have twisted his arm into doing a couple of episodes, hopefully quite soon. We had spoke about it at the weekend or the week just gone, where I would like us to do another Caravan of Courage, Ross and I, where we would either get pissed and stoned or a combination of both and record and hopefully get them on for a wee episode as well. So that's hopefully coming up in the future, so watch out for that. But I've got a support system in Ross, so I'm thinking that is going to be the thing that will really push me on for this fitness journey. Hashtag building the bad man, because I don't like doing things on my own, which is probably quite apparent to most of you listening to this podcast. I don't like doing things on my own. I like being part of a team, part of a group,
part of a squad, man. A band of brothers, if you will.
So I know that since Ross's health scare and since him turning 40 as well, that he had started to kind of get back at the gym again and he's looking after himself. And he's on the ice baths, right? He's on the Wim Hof. alkaline my body. What it is, brother, right, is see this boy Wim Hof, he's like, now you can put yourself into cold water every single day, right? And the fucking tip of your balls will be absolutely ice cold Baltic. But see if your body's no alkaline, my man. Nothing's gonna happen, right? So you've got to alkaline your body, right? And see if you can alkaline your body, then you're halfway on your way to becoming like the pure fitness guru, man, according to Wim Hof, right? Because he just gets cunts for all the other world coming in and like dunking them in cold water and all that. Fuck me, Wim, I'm no even joke, my man. This is absolutely Baltic. He's like, because you're no alkaline, my man. And then he's like, Wim, how do I get alkaline? He's like, and then you need to pay £165 to become alkaline, brother. So anyway, I've done it, right? What you do is take a big deep breath in, and then you fucking blow all the snotters right out your snib, and that's you alkaline, my man. Ross is heavy down that road. I am not yet at the point of ice baths. I don't think that is where my fitness journey is going to take me, because I feel as if I'm still in slight control of my faculties. Yes, my mental health is down the pan. We talked about it at the start. My fucking head's turned to mashed potato, but I still think I can taste the snake oil with some of the stuff. And also, all of the people who I've seen doing ice baths, right, are the exact people who I don't think should be in the gym in the first place. They're all healthy fitness people, you know? The only people who are doing ice baths just now are athletic men or fucking birds trying to thirst trap for their OnlyFans. That's it. That's all it seems to be. Again, sex sales, right? That seems to be the two groups. I'm sure Wim Hof maybe didn't realise this, but that's where he's gone. He's either got ex-addicts who are now looking for their next fix, and they've joined a fucking well-being club in Parkhead where they all go down to fucking Lus for the day and take a couple of gram in the bushes and then dunk ourselves in the water. Or it's fucking birds trying to do thirst traps and get you signed up to their OnlyFans. That's it. I am not in either of those camps. I also have seen an ice bath, or a plunge pool, if you will. I've seen them in the flesh. I've seen them in real life. And I honestly think if I got into one, there would be no water left. I don't think they're designed for fat people. Now, if there is a fat person ice bath out there, then maybe you can send me the information and I'll take a look at it. But I am not a cold person. I like hot showers. Maybe that's where we need to go, though. Maybe we need to embrace this, Gibble. You know, we need to embrace, put ourselves out of our comfort zone. Come down the stairs, 5 a.m, into the fucking plunge pool. Into the ice bath. Alkali the body. Fucking reset the chakras. Chop up the chi. Get ourselves down to fucking Lark Hall. Bish, bash, bosh. Our session in the morning. Fucking building the bad man. Maybe that's the way to go. Maybe that is, I mean, now as I'm talking this through, I'm thinking maybe I need to get an ice bath. So if any of you have got an ice bath, you know, or you've got experience of an ice bath, and you know what one I should be getting, fucking get in touch, man. Get in touch. I'll take a look at it. I'm not committing to it. I'll fucking take a look at it. So we joined the gym, and it's in Lark Hall, which is an experience in itself. It's the first gym I've been to where everyone carries a flute and a water bottle around with them. Some strong Lark Hall stereotypes here. I will say, however, I did meet a lovely lady, full Rangers tracksuit. Now, that, I'm always shocked by that, right? Not the fact that it was a lady, that shot was, however, an aggressive lesbian. So, you know, there's the gender boundary is there. You know, male, female, still very much separate. What combines the two? You know, aggressive lesbian. If there is a Venn diagram of gender and you have male, female, that little cross section in the bottom corner, you know, angry lesbian. However, the woman was brought out. I was introduced to an ex-Scottish boxing champion. Again, there's more and more boxes being ticked as I get to know this woman. And at one point she did say, You'll see me floating about the gym, you know, so just say hello. I'm always in Rangers gear. And I did say, and I said, I mean, it is Lark Hall, as in, you know, that's naturally the uniform. And that was met with nothing. That was met with no response. And she continued on her angry way. Again, characters in a gym. That's what you like to see. So it's a lovely gym, detached from previous gyms I've been to, like, you know, the first gyms and the fucking gym 247 and the David Lloyds. I would class this as a real gym, right? It's a real gym. And I think this is what I've been looking for. I tried to join the gym at the start of the year. I lasted a week. I pied it off because it felt very uncomfortable being in it. And uncomfortable for the wrong reasons. Uncomfortable because I never felt as if anybody was in that gym to do any work. It felt as if the gym was 50%, 60% ladies at lunch who were on a treadmill walking and just talking shite to each other. And then the other part of the gym was some people doing a strange class. And then just people just hanging out and talking. I don't think I ever... Now, obviously, I was only there for a week, but I don't think I actually ever saw anybody working out. There just seemed to be like four or five guys standing talking to one girl. It was... Now, I understand that a gym is for two reasons. People go there to get fit or they go there to have an affair. I understand that, right? That is... That's a standard setup. It's been across the board since gyms began, right? Since a gym was open, people are either going in there to, you know, fuck or fitness. That's it, that's it. That's what I would call a gym. Fuck or fitness. Why is nobody opened up a gym called fitness or fuck? Why is that not happened? Half and half, right? You can either get a fitness membership or a fucking membership. And the fucking membership is, it's like a swingers club. There's a bar, a couple of beds, and you just go in there and you have affairs. Or it's a fitness and it's just a gym. Now, neither the twain shall meet. Could I have a membership for both? No, 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 no. You either come here to fuck or you come here to get fit. Neither the twain shall meet. That's what a gym is, right? People either going to have extramarital affairs, you know, test the water. Because let's be honest, that's a tale as old as time. I know three people in my fucking circle of friends that's happened to, where either the husband or the wife has suddenly went,
do you know what, I need to fucking sort myself out.
And they've gone to a gym, they've got all fucking hot and sexy, they're hanging about with other hot and sexy people, and then they leave them for somebody at the gym. Three times that's happened. Two birds and a man. This is, it affects all the genders across the sexes. Two people I know lost their wives to the gym. I lost my wife to the gym.
What do you mean? She's one of fitness or fucking gyms. Started off fitness, ended up fucking.
So this is a real gym. I don't know how else to explain it to you other than it could be in the early Rocky movies. It's a real fucking gym, right? It's in an industrial estate, straight away, massive tick in the box. There's a part of it which is a full boxing gym, full-size boxing ring, bags, everything you could want, pads, and that is inside the part of the industrial estate that used to be a mechanics. Because it's got the beams across it and the bars where they're obviously lifting engines and shit.
And you're going, there's been fucking many a dog fight in here. Now we're building wrecking bombs.
So I love it. I love that. I love the fact that when I first went in this morning, every single person there was there to work out. They'd done their workout and they left. Right? Then there was a lull and you're kind of getting to judge the quiet times. But it just had that real feeling of it. It didn't have the feeling of these kind of, you know, 24-hour gyms where people are just going in there. I just going in there to fuck about. This felt like people were coming in here to work out. You know,
there was a good a faint smell of stale farts in the air. A real gym. This'll do for me. What is that smell, head? That'll be stale farts, big man. So sign me up. Can I smoke it in here? It's just an imaginary fag, don't worry about it.
So I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to getting back in, to getting fit, to being able to fucking walk the length myself. And I think there comes a point where you maybe just realise, right, you know what, we've had enough of this, man. Time to make a change, and this change is coming. And I can't wait, man. So hopefully, keep this. We've got about 3 months. Well, my birthday's July 16th, and this is the 19th of April when I'm recording this podcast. So we've got maybe just under 3 months to make a change for once in my life. So I think it can be done. I think we bashed that out for a good, 12 weeks. By the time I come to record the podcast on my 40th, we should hopefully see some physical differences, and then we continue that on. But I'm very much looking forward to it. So thank you to Mr. Ross for being my crutch this morning and getting me out there. And we'll see how this fitness journey goes.
Fitness journey goes.
Building the bad man. How you doing, everybody? Another episode of the podcast here for you to enjoy. Remember, the show continues after the initial part cuts out for the council listeners. So if you want to have the full episode unedited, then please consider becoming a hashtag hero. You head to Patreon. That's Patreon, patreon.com/thehashtagshow. You can sign up there where you will enjoy every single episode in its entirety. And you can also listen to the back catalogue, old episodes, any specials that we've done, and all the good stuff that we've got planned coming up over the next months and years going forward. So head to patreon.com/thehashtagshow to become a hashtag hero right now. And if you haven't already, please, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Just simply hit the link to the video and subscribe, and that's all you have to do. Even if you don't want to come back and watch the videos again, we want to try and push those numbers up over 1,000 so we can start bringing you some extra content. So please do head over to YouTube, hit subscribe, and help grow the channel. Enjoy this episode. Difficult one this week. The old fucking brain's a wee bit of mashed potato. But enjoy it. We talk about me joining the gym. We talk about the Will and Kate. We talk about my awkward trip to the Vivian Westwood shop. We talk a little bit about mental health. A little bit about dealing with our grief and our loss of fucking Mal. And we've also talked about my wonderful idea for opening a farm shop called the King Store in Lark Hall. So enjoy it all, only on Patreon for the heroes. For those of you watching and listening for the council, enjoy these. Enjoy the first wee bit. All right, take care. Speak to you all soon. Almost.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. Good night. Good night. Okay. Good night.
This is the
Hashtag show.co.uk.